inside the Maryland hearing room at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission headquarters, it was a sea of suits, lawyers, nuclear engineers, and NRC board members. Back in California, appearing via video conference, activist Ray Lutz said amendments to San Onofre's license would allow Southern California Edison to change the frequency of hundreds of critical inspections, hiding them in documents controlled by the utility company.
No public review, no opportunity for hearing, no checking that anything is going right. And look, people make mistakes. It helps to have the public reviewing this stuff.
Lawyers for both the NRC staff and Edison argued against scheduling a full hearing, saying Lutz missed the deadline to file paperwork and had no standing to demand a hearing since he lives in El Cajon, too far to be affected by safety issues at the plant. Edison attorneys insisted changes in surveillance frequency would still be subject to oversight. But Alex Carlin, an administrative law judge on the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board, pointed out to Edison attorney Stephen Franz that under the amended operating license, the utility would no longer be required to report changes to the NRC.
So that is results in a relaxation of oversight then? Yes or no?
The entire relocation is intended to give a licensee more flexibility. That's the whole purpose.
So it's a relaxation of oversight.
In the fact that we are no longer required. Yeah, we are no longer required to get NRC approval.
The NRC board will decide in January whether to grant a full hearing on changes to Edison's operating license for San Onofre. The NRC is also reviewing Edison's proposal to restart one of the reactors at the nuclear plant, which has been offline since January. In Rockville, Maryland, Kitty Feldy, 89.3 KPCC.